Okay. If you can hear me, that's fine. All right. Well, this is my sister, Mindy. I know, right? Okay. So Mindy and I have quite the history, you know, being sisters and all. Don't cry already. I'll never get through this. Okay, so Mindy's been through quite the journey. She moved in with us late February and has truly been a joy. And I can't even condense all the things that are in my mind and my heart into this short time I have. But Mindy has come here. She came here wanting to turn her life around, wanting to change her life, wanting to come back to God. And it's been such an encouragement to have her in our home. She's been studying the scriptures for herself every day. We're like, where's Mindy? And she's in her room praying, reading her Bible. And then she not only listens and looks at the scripture, but she does it. She obeys it. She goes away and she is changed from it. And she's grown so much just since she's been here. She's taking the things that people are telling her and practicing them. She's talking about what's going on in her life, her struggles, her fears. And then she's practicing doing the right thing. And it's been so encouraging. She's an encouragement to the church, an example to our family group and to the church. Please get to know her if you haven't already. She's an amazing girl. I have a scripture, Mindy. It was shared with me just the other day by a very wise woman, and as I was going over it again this morning, I felt like it was really fitting, so I wanted to read it. It's in 1 Peter 1. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. You, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul." I love you.
Well, Mindy, you know, there's certain people that you just immediately bond with and cling to, and Mindy is one of those people for me. I just thank God so much for how He knows exactly who you need in your life at the right time, and God brought you into my life at the right time, and you've been such a joy to study the Bible with. I mean, it's just been so incredible to see you grow and change and just really, like your sister said, just obey the word. You know, you've been a great example in that, and you really helped me a lot just seeing your faith and spurred me on towards love and good deeds. But I wanted to share a scripture with you. It says, "My daughter, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." And I just wanted to encourage you with that. I've seen you already put this into practice in some ways, and I just want to encourage you to continue to do that and keep walking and living for God. And I love you.
Well, Mindy is one of those people. Do you ever hear someone say, well, they just turn themselves in? That's Mindy. She came out here and she's like, I need a new life. I need a change, you know. And she's about to have her new life. She's already changed so much. I mean, she was really, even before we studied out what a disciple is, living the life of a disciple, she was reading her Bible and she was praying and trying to get close to God and trying to get close to people and going through the fellowship studies. And I remember her calling me and say, I talked to someone and they want to come to church. And, you know, she was in the other day, went in to run in and get something from Starbucks. She's in there talking to the person. I'm like, Mindy, where you at? Oh, she's in there talking, you know. And that's one thing I love about you, Mindy, is you you just draw people in. That's really a gift God gave you, and I think something He's going to use throughout your life as a disciple. There's a scripture that we read at Lana's last night that Mindy wanted read. It's Matthew 22:32. It says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And I really believe that's what you're doing. And there were so many other scriptures. I thought about a scripture for you, and then I thought, oh, but this one and this one. And then I thought the scripture that, or the song that Sharissa and I always start singing, We Need Each Other by Sanct Israel. That's something I'll always think of you when I hear that song. So, is there something you want to share?
Excuse me, I'm very nervous. We're all family here, so it's all good. I just really want to praise God. It's been a long road for me, but I think He did it for a reason, to really open my eyes and to know that that's not the life that we need to live, to seek Him, to follow Him. I'm just so eternally grateful that He had brought me out here, that He brought me to this incredible family. I love each and every one of you. It's such a blessing in my life, and I'm just so eternally grateful that, you know, we can't have the relationship that we have with the family, and I'm just so grateful for how you guys have impacted me, you know, a lot in my life, and I'm just so grateful for that, and I love each and every one of you, and I cannot wait for what the future holds. That God's going to bring me. And I'm just so eternally grateful for Jesus and the sacrifice that He gave me, or gave us, to be here with each and every one of you. And I love you guys.
Okay. So, I'm her nephew. So she moved in with us, and so I was excited because it's like having a third, like, a sister, because she likes to play games with us and stuff when my parents are busy, so she's pretty fun to play with, and when we're, like, cleaning the bathroom and we're done, we wake up in the morning, we see her, like, she comes back from work, she's scrubbing the toilet. Like, wow, it's really clean. So it's like she's been really busy her whole life, sounds like, because she was in a hotel, I think, cleaning bathrooms. And so, because you live far away, I didn't think we'd see each other again since Nebraska. So it's pretty cool to see you here, especially here. And, yeah, so.
All right. Well, I have two questions to ask you. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that
yes.
He came to earth, died, lived a sin-free life?
Yes, I do.
And what is your good confession?
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Because of that confession, I can baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you'll receive the forgiveness of all of your sins. They'll all be washed away.
Amen.
And you'll become a part of this family.
Amen.
Wow. By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Oh, yeah.